You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. First, Michigan Republican legislators proposed phasing out the income tax over a 40-year period. Then that was changed to reduce it from 4.25% to 3.9% over 4 years. This week, Michigan Speaker of the House Tom Leonard brought it up for a vote, and in the wee hours of the morning on Thursday, it failed. Joining me to talk about that are Joe Hoffman, a former Republican state representative. He served as the chair of the House Appropriations Committee. And Vicki Barnett, the former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Joe, welcome. Thanks for sitting in.
Thank you.
This is being portrayed as an embarrassing failure by Speaker Leonard. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm not sure we ought to be that tough on him yet. I think he knew that he potentially didn't have the votes and wanted to push the issue, wanted to show that the majority of his caucus was in favor of some kind of tax rollback. And it may be a temporary stumble, but, I give him credit for taking the chance on it.
Vicki, what do you think the chances are that this does not end the attempt to reduce the income tax for this year?
Well, I don't think it'll end the attempt. There's a similar bill that's in the Senate right now. I think there is a desire on the part of the Republican legislature to roll back the income tax. But this is also a sign of the governor getting a little stronger and saying, we put in some tax breaks back in 2011. That's enough. We have things coming online, and my job is to run the state and make sure that we have a balanced budget going forward and a stronger economy. And I think he's going to stick to his guns, and I'm very grateful for the Republican legislators who voted no, recognizing that this would destabilize the entire budget process.
Has been noted by several pundits that at the very least, Speaker Tom Leonard will be able to say the first thing he did as Speaker is try to lower taxes. How will that play if, as expected, he runs for Attorney General, Joe?
I know there's speculation that that's some of the motivation. I'm not sure that's completely true. Tom kind of denies that, if I read the reports correctly yesterday. And I think Vicki does raise a good point. We've had other tax rollbacks. We had a significant change in the tax structure in 2010 when I took majority and Vicki and I started our second terms. And we've done some tweaking to the tax laws since then. And I think it's important to realize that, we've done some other targeted tax cuts. Although I think, Tom, I give him credit for saying, hey, after this many years of a prosperous state where we've balanced our budget on time or early, and we've got a budget surplus, we put money in our savings, and we've bought down pension debt, maybe it's time to give a little bit back to the taxpayer. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't necessarily agree that we need it year after year or a multi-year tax rollback, but we're in a pretty good condition right now, even with other liabilities coming, that the state's in much better shape than it used to be.
Vicki, how long do you think these good times are going to last?
Well, we're not really in good times. If you drive on our highways and roads and you recognize that Fraser and Southfield in Oakland County and Macomb County are struggling with huge sinkholes, you realize we've balanced the budget on the backs of the infrastructure and not taking care of the problems that we have that we know we see, not to mention the underground plumbing that we don't see. We've also cut back schools. Proposal A in 94 was designed to keep pace with school funding with inflation. It has not lived up to that obligation. And so it looks like we're balancing our budget, and we are, but we've cut so many programs along the way and not truly lived up to our promises to our taxpayers that we've really hurt our entire state infrastructure and our public schools.
Let's move on to another topic. Yesterday, Governor Rick Snyder issued a news release indicating that the potential closing of 38 chronically underperforming schools is now being delayed. Joe, was that a surprise to you?
No. We were there when we talked about the 5% bottom 5% of the schools and that we need to hold them accountable and get them out of a perpetual failing. But certainly, if you don't have a place to go with those students or you don't have a viable alternative, then you've got to reconsider it. So I think the governor made a good call.
Vicki, it looks as though the governor will now work with the State Board of Education before deciding the fates of these schools. What's that tell us?
Well, it tells us he's finally sitting down and reading the bills that we passed in 2009 and 10 that required the establishment of a school reform officer inside the Department of Education. The governor moved it to the Department of Technology Management and Budget, so there's been no coordination in the last year. The law also required that the school reform officer first place those schools with the school board's approval inside of the school reform officer's jurisdiction. That was not done, and then only after an attempt to use one of four methods to turn around those schools is the school reform officer allowed to, with proper due diligence, to close those schools. None of this has been done. There's a lawsuit now that's been filed by Kalamazoo School District and by Saginaw to hold our feet to the fire and to say a law was passed to deal with this, and you've not followed that law.
That's Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Also, we heard from Joe Hoffman, a former Republican state representative who served as chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Thanks very much, and I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.